The Brekkie Bins. On Hot FM.
Here we go.
Went to the doctor on Friday. I was feeling a bit under the weather after the weekend, the long weekend.
Where you smashed yourself up.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. And I told you this earlier when I came into work, I was cleaning my ears and I had an ear bleed.
Ooh.
I thought I had like an infection or something.
Oh, with a Q-tip?
Yeah.
You're not meant to use them.
Well, this is the thing. I go to the doctor.
Yeah, I could have asked me this, Dr. L.
I go to the doctor and I'm like, look, I had a big weekend. I'm feeling a bit drowsy. I think I might have an ear infection. And he goes, okay, fair enough. And it's the regular doctor I see. So he's like, shatty. Anyway, he starts looking at my ear and that. He goes, oh, it looks a little bit inflamed, but you're all right. But how'd you find out about it? I said, oh, well, I was cleaning my ear. He goes, what with? And I said, oh, Q-tip. And he just goes, oh, like visibly upset.
Yes.
I've angered the doctor.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are you doing it? You know, we've told you. We've told people. I'm like, hey, you haven't told me personally.
Yeah.
Okay, just calm down.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not supposed to put anything in there that's smaller than your elbow. To which I replied, well, my elbows can't reach my ears. Yes.
Can you try putting your elbow in your ear right now?
You can't do it.
I love when people try to do it.
You can't get your elbow to your ear. And it made me think, why are the Q-tips still there then? Why are they still on the shelves?
Yeah, because they're to get the eye gunk out.
But you can just get out with your finger.
No, your finger's dirty.
What are we talking about?
Finger's incredibly dirty. So much bacteria in your finger.
Those cotton buds aren't to get
Yeah, they
out
are.
Of your, are they?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yes, and they're also for makeup uses.
What? I thought they were for your ears and that was it.
No.
I thought that was a single purpose thing, they were for your ears.
No, I've been told by numerous people not to put them in your ears. My sister's husband always gets so angry at her. My sister, when she puts those Q-tips in his ear, he goes, nah, I've told you so many times, like, because he's done a PhD in quantum physics, and I think he's done a little bit of side research about them and how bad they are, because I think they can end up bursting your eardrum.
What a strange thing to get furious about.
But I know,
about.
Yeah, that's why, and that's what hit the message home for me. It wasn't the doctors, it's the fact that he gets angry at her every time she does it.
But he's like, you're leaving not everything out, you're leaving the garbage out, you haven't taken the garbage out for ages. That's all right, I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Damn earbuds.
Yes. Because apparently also it just sort of pats around the wax.
So good,
it doesn't
though.
Actually get anything out.
Oh, I don't know. When I've seen it when it comes out, it's gotten some stuff out of there.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what. But here's the thing. I'm thinking of an invention that we can invest in. Because I'm not the only one that's using earbuds, like using those cotton buds for your ears.
No.
Right? And completely flying in the face of the doctors. So I'm thinking my doctor will be happy about this, and I think we could probably be a lucrative. There's a gap in the market. We could make elbow-sized earbuds, right?
But, Chad, the
so
whole
it's
point
like an earbud.
Is it that it can't get in?
Yeah, so it's like an earbud, but we put cotton tips on the end of the size of your elbow, and you just use those to clean
ears. But, Chad, the reason they say the elbow is because the size, you couldn't actually put that in your ear, so it's saying don't put anything in your ear.
Yeah, but then at least you can think that you're doing it.
I reckon we need to do something liquid.
Like a liquid ear.
Yeah, something.
Well, then
that
you're getting the sides.
It.
That's too much. I was just thinking of sticky tape and some cotton buds at the end of the earbuds and just repackaging them and putting them back out there.
Calling it the elbow.
Yeah, marking up the prices by like $10. That's what I was thinking.
Calling it the elbow. Elbow grease.